show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. One more day till the weekend. This week has gone so fast. Thank you for joining us tonight and any night this week that you have managed to tune in. We appreciate it. My name is Ash London. This is the show that celebrates the greatest thing on the face of planet Earth. I'm not talking about nachos, although they do come a close second to music. Here at Ash London Live, we do love nachos. You just heard the gorgeous laugh of producer Draco is in here with me in double Adidas.
Triple, because my shoes are Adidas too.
You're out of control.
Did you say Adidas or Adidas?
Americans say Adidas.
Someone in the office here today said, oh, you're in Adidas. And I was like, I'm in Adidas.
In Australia. Is it true that it's all day I dream about sports? That's what it stands for?
I think, I don't know. The Little Mix song is all day I dream about sex.
No, but it's a sporting brand. So I'm going to go with sports.
Okay, let's go with that.
We've got a big show for you tonight. Part three of our masterclass is playing, plus Beyonce's Prego with Twins. So our live top five is dedicated to her, but now it's time for Trending 10.
Ash London's Trending 10.
Go! I mean, I'm starting to feel sorry for the Chainsmokers producer, Draco.
Why?
They may be making all this money and, you know, haven't hit singles, but everybody hates them. Like, everyone within the music industry, they're not very well respected. Esquire magazine just wrote a big thing on them overnight calling them the Nickelback of EDM because they think the lyrics are kind of misogynistic and also nobody like them.
Well, see, but the thing is, everyone love their songs. Nobody like Nickelback songs.
Are you joking me?
Who likes Nickelback songs?
Everybody secretly loves Nickelback songs.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. You're the exception to the rule. So Chainsmokers obviously read the article, and instead of getting angry about it, they uploaded this to their Snapchat. Just stick with it. It starts off with a beautiful, like, piano song.
We were staying in Paris.
Oh, great. He's singing his song.
To get away from your parents. And I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out on the terrace.
Great. He's just singing. What might this got to do with Nickelback, you know?
I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down to the bottom of every.
And now the guy can't even play the bloody piano properly, which is disappointing. They should have, like, ended it properly. But hey, I get it. They're poking fun, and I respect that. You know, last time they just got angry and everyone hated them more. They are kicking off our trending 10, though. Because, like I said, like them or hate them, they're global superstars. Chainsmokers with Paris coming in number 10. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Thanks to Amy Lucky Club. Lucky, you're with Amy.
Tell me when it kicks in.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran.
Want to see me perform live?
This is how.
Come on, be my baby. Come on.
Ed Sheeran's new album, Divide. Get it March 3.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
A very special world-famous rooftop.
Very special indeed. There are a lot of people around Australia right now listening with their hearts all aflutter, staring at their phones. Yeah. If this was me, my mum would call because she always calls at the wrong time. And I'd be like, F off, mum! Like, pressing the red hang-up button. She keeps calling and I just get so angry, but I can't enter this competition.
No.
Obviously. So for the last nearly 2 weeks, every night we've played a code word. Ed has said a code word sometime throughout the show. People have heard the code word and then gone to ashlondonlive.com, registered their details, registered the code word, and then in 25 words or less said why they wanted to come to this rooftop. We got an unprecedented amount of entries.
What does that mean?
It means, like, way more than we expected.
Oh, it means, like, so many. Okay. No, I understand.
Which is why we all had to come into work early today, put our glasses on, and trawl through every entry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I know everyone in Australia at this point. Besties with everybody.
And their phone number.
And their phone numbers and date of births and their 25 words or less. Some of them were such shitty efforts.
Were they?
Because I love Ed. Oh, well, everyone loves Ed. Who doesn't love Ed Sheeran? Jeez Louise. But most of them were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Our favourite, though, was, should I say?
Don't.
I thought it was this person.
Yeah.
And their response literally made me chuckle out loud. It's like, I'm so nervous because we are going to call him and see if he answers.
Okay, I've got the number. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Fraser?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Fraser. My name is Ash London. How are you going on this wonderful day?
Oh, I am great, thank you.
Good. Have I called
you?
Oh, look, I'm loving life, really. I had a nice sleep in today. I went and got a mani-pedi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mate. Have you got a mani-pedi today or is it just me?
Oh, not quite. No, I've actually managed to shower, which is pretty good, though.
Well done, Fraser. You've put one foot in front of the other today and you've sorted out your, you know, personal hygiene. So I respect you for that. If you could rack your brains to think of a reason why I may be calling you, do you know what that would be?
I think it could possibly be about the Ed Sheeran tickets that we
No way.
Did you enter that competition, did you?
Yes, I did.
Lovely. Do you remember what... Because the question was, why would you like to win tickets to the World Famous Rooftop? Do you remember what your answer was?
So my answer was... I'm a grown man. I'm 20 years old, and grown man does it. I'm a self-proclaimed jock, and Castle on the Hill still can bring me to tears.
Oh, now I can hear a female voice behind you. Is that your lady love?
That is.
I'm the one who ended for him.
Oh, really? Really, really? Is that true? I knew there had to be some feminine brains behind that hilarious answer.
Nah, that was him.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Grace.
So, Grace, can you hear me, Dal?
Yeah, I can.
How many brownie points will Fraser win if he gets these tickets and takes you to the World Famous Rooftop?
Maybe a couple, but I'm not sure.
A couple?
No, a lot. Many.
Okay, this is sounding better. And what kind of romantic thing do you think you could give him in return? I mean, if he wins the tickets, you got to bring something to the table. It's 2017, you know, equality.
Maybe a massage. I got a new jumper yesterday, so like
a new jumper.
Maybe
that's good.
New
a massage. Did I hear that?
Yeah, I think good. A massage, Fraser.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, well, you better get your massage oils ready and start looking at some YouTube tutorials about how to give very long and romantic massages. Because you are both going to the World Famous Rooftop.
That's unreal.
Oh my god.
This is unreal.
Great. We are so
Thank
happy.
You, so
you are welcome. Now we better not see your girlfriend at the gig with one of her friends. It's got to be you,
no.
Fraser. Don't let her, you know, do what girls do.
There's no dishing me. I love Ed Sheeran.
Love it. Well, congratulations. I hope you don't cry too much when he plays Castle on the Hill live. But you guys will be enjoying yourselves at an amazing secret location this weekend. Get lots of Snapchats and lots of photos for us, okay?
Oh, my God, okay. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Tickets to the Ed Sheeran Rooftop are all thanks to Amy Lucky Club. Lucky, you're with Amy. Bye.
London's Masterclass.
This is a dream we had ever since we started this show. We wanted to get a stack of awesome artists in a room and talk about their art, songwriting, music. So we got Julia Michaels, who's the incredible songwriter behind Justin Bieber's Sorry and stacks of other stuff, as well as her own single Issues. Starly, who has Call On Me, which is all over the radio at the moment. Tucker from Fundamentals, who is my future husband. And Young Franco, who is going to blow up very soon. So we've already had parts one and two, and you can see the videos on our Twitter page or our Facebook page at Ash London Live. But let's go back to the room, close our eyes and pretend we're there as we discuss the art and craft of songwriting.
For each of you, I'd love you to give the people out there a practical tool or a tip that has helped you in the actual craft of making music, whether it's a discipline or a practice or an activity or something that has maybe nothing to do with actual songwriting but helps you get in the zone. You can kick it off, Tucker, if you've got a suggestion.
There's that saying, like, write when you're drunk, edit when you're sober. And so I don't really see it like that, but I find that when you're out and about, you get more information and inspiration. So I usually get hit with ideas while I'm walking around.
Yeah.
And the melody or whatever will kind of like roll around in my head. And then when I get home, that's when I edit it and fit it into a particular piece of music that I already have or write music around it.
Cool.
So changing your environment, I think, is really stimulating and it'll help you think of things differently or find new ideas. And also conversations with random people, sometimes they just drop dimes.
Yeah.
It would be another thing. Like always keep your eyes or your ears open with like music lenses on.
I love that.
Like you can watch everything through music even though there's no music playing.
Yeah, well, Glass Animals just did a whole album where every single track, there's 11 tracks on it, every track is a conversation that he overheard somewhere in his travels, and he created a character around what he heard and made a song from that character's point of view, which I think is That's so cool, hey? What about you, Starly?
I'd say just throw yourself into situations. Kind of similar, but like when I'm afraid of things or there's a relationship that I'm not sure about, sometimes I just do it just because I'm scared of it. And then that helps me, sparks me with ideas and things. And sometimes people say to me, oh, you're just doing this because you're getting song ideas. I'm like, maybe, I don't know, but yeah, let's just do it. So I think super important to do new things all the time.
And do it scared. I think that's awesome.
Well, I think for me, it's opposite. I need to be relaxed and I need to be like, you know, eating right and like not worrying about other things. Like, you know, I can be in touring mode or I can be in like logistics mode or I can be in Joey mode, but I need to kind of like get myself into the zone of some sort. Yeah. I can't really be thinking about other things. Otherwise, it's just like I'm looking at my phone or I'm looking at emails or I'm like, what's happening with this? Or I need to book these flights. So I think my best state is when I have like 3 or 4 weeks exercising properly and just relax, because otherwise if I'm thinking about it too much, you know, I overthink it.
Yeah, what about you, Julia? Are you able to actually have the time to get into that zone, or sometimes you just have to force it and go, yep, I got to perform now?
I think listening is a really big part of my process.
Yeah.
Whether it's listening to myself or to artists, because a majority of my time in the music industry has been as a songwriter. Mm. So I found going in with concepts and being prepared doesn't really work. The best thing that I can do is just sit there and listen.
People, anyone listening, even if they don't write songs, I think there's a lesson in that for all of us, the ability to actually listen to the universe, what's going on around you, to what people are saying, what people aren't saying. I don't think we do that enough in life. Right. We all kind of have something to say. We're waiting for a gap for us to say something.
100%.
We don't listen.
What is it?
I agree.
To be interesting, be interested.
Yeah, it's so true.
Amazing, amazing advice from Tucker there and from all of our artists. More from the Masterclass in 2 tracks time. But now, one of the ladies that hung out with us for the day. It was such a pleasure to get to know her. Starly, Call On Me. You're listening to Ash London Live.
London's Masterclass.
Yeah. We love doing this with Starly, Young Franco, Tucker and Thundamental. I mean, Tucker from Thundamentals. And our special guests are from America, Julia Michaels. We've got them all in a room. We talked about art and creativity and songwriting. And it's been so much fun. If you haven't seen the videos, head to our Twitter or our Facebook page, Ash London Live. But let's pick up the next part with me addressing Julia Michaels.
Issues is blowing up everywhere. We love the track. I'm so happy that you are releasing your own stuff. We're hearing your own voice. But that's an interesting transition to go from really writing for other people, for huge names, for Gwen Stefani, Britney Spears and Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, to now doing your own thing. What has that transition been like for you? I imagine it would be a pretty crazy one.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I've been so content being in the background for such a long time. And it's one thing to write a song for somebody else and then perform it. It's always going to be special, but this is a whole other level of special. I'm a very emotional person, as you can tell. and this is very vulnerable for me. And it's so different when it's your words and your story in front of millions of people. It's definitely overwhelming at times, but it's overall, it's been really awesome. And I have such a beautiful team that are incredibly supportive and loving and cater to my insanity, which is really nice.
Insanity's always good.
Yeah.
Saka, for someone like you, you've been doing this for a while on your own with the band. What's one bit of advice you could give to Julia about actually having that spotlight on you? Because you're good with advice. He's all heart, and so you're very hard on your sleeve.
I can see that.
It's an awesome thing, and I know you would have at least a bit of wisdom.
I think everything I can tell you, you already know. It's all in you already, and it's just like peeling back an onion of conditioning or other people's perceptions of you and being as authentic as you seem to be already anyway.
Thanks. Thanks.
And crying's always good. I do it all the time.
I did it yesterday.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
And we live in a world where we're expected to hold it together all the time.
Yeah.
And
totally.
Everyone's just looking for an excuse for someone to give them the opportunity to just like lose their shit and be like, I'm a mess. And what I'm doing, I'm scared.
Just talked about that the other day. The reason I think why Issues is doing what it's doing right now is because I think a lot of the times women, especially now, are afraid to be vulnerable.
Totally.
If you listen to the radio, it's mostly women doing sexual songs, which is awesome. I mean, there's so much power in sexuality, but then it's all men doing the vulnerable songs.
Yeah.
And I think women are afraid to be a typecast.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with being a typecast.
Good. I swear, I've said it as when I back announce your song all the time. I love that you say, I got issues, so do you, and one of them is how bad I need you.
Yeah.
And that is a scary thing to admit, and we don't do it enough. You know, we act too cool, or we wait for the guy to say I love you
first.
When
really we're starving for connection.
Totally, and that person is. And what a beautiful moment when you can go, yeah, you know what, I really like you. I really need you.
Let's just stop fighting about stupid bullshit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When the bigger picture is we love each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a moment.
That's so beautiful.
It's true.
True story.
We're drawing to a close, but I think I just want to finish up by talking about really how much of an honour it is, like, you guys to be able to make this music and to communicate things like that. And as someone who loves music and consumes music and wishes that I could kind of make it, but instead I get to surround myself with amazing people like you, thank you for your vulnerability and thank you for making amazing music that not only sounds great but has a message and encourages us to be vulnerable and be ourselves. And I hope today that you were encouraged by that.
Completely.
I really appreciate you all being vulnerable today with your words. Good luck when you're all, like, you know, number one all over the world. Maybe we'll catch up again and you guys can, like, shout me an expensive cocktail in LA or something. How does that sound?
Thank you for having us. And it's awesome really meeting you guys.
Lovely,
really, really cool. Shout outs to Julia Michaels, Tucker, Young Franco, and Starly. You can get the full video on our socials. Just search for Ash London Live. But now, John Belly, and this is a really interesting song. I'm a big fan. I hope you will become a big fan too. All Time Low plays now on Ash London Live.